Blog Talk Radio.
This year, my mom got me the perfect bag for back to school.
These council binders help me stay organized.
These headphones are just what I need for studying.
These new sneakers are just what I need for the new year.
This jacket is a real must-have.
My parents got me the skateboard I wanted. It's pretty cool.
These scissors really come in handy in art class.
These colored pencils, too.
These new socks? They can be a real lifesaver.
I finally got my own phone to stay in touch with my mom.
School takes a lot. Target has it all.
Welcome to another edition of ONE Dynasty. This is a product of Damon Network. And, of course, this is your Honeybee Files, and I am your boy, Ski. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is just press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by the boys at Looking Glass. Tonight, I have the opportunity to bring forth 6 testaments from a young lady that is outstanding, and she's a part of our network, and she is the one and only Poetic Jules. Jules, how you doing tonight? How you feel on the Honeybee Files?
Oh, it is so great to be up here with you, brother. Oh, it has been a while. I feel great, actually. I feel really good.
Outstanding. Yes, outstanding. We're glad to have you. And, you know, of course, you know, people don't know your artistry. You know, a lot of people don't understand how great you are as a spoken word artist. We're going to find it out in your successness tonight. So, of course, give us, you know, a simple and, you know, introduction of who you are, what you're about, and then we're going to start this show.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I go by the name of Poetic Jewel. You can find me on Instagram at poeticjewel.nisha. I don't necessarily consider myself a spoken word artist. I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Poetry is a release for me. Poetry has helped me to come to an understanding of myself and to hopefully use my gift to help other people who may be suffering, or what gets a form of expression that people can relate to. I'm sure many of the things that I have to say, because everybody has been through something. So I hope to have words that resonate and change people's lives. That's the goal with all of my writing. Tonight, some of these are going to be, most of them are going to be kind of dark. I've got some erotic poetry, some erotic story for you guys, before we get into it. Me and Brother O are going to have a good time tonight.
Well, first of all, her talent, and of course, my Hall of Fame mastery on the wheels of steel. Now, listen, guys, this is how it goes. We honor our spotlight. So we're going to do 6 tracks and 6 testaments. There'll be no interruptions. It's all about Boy Jules tonight. So understand that anybody want to do their poetry, you can do it after the 6 testaments. And this is a real smooth show. So, of course, we're going to do our first track tonight. And then, of course, the first wonderful piece will be by Poetic Jules. So let's get started, y'all. Most Def, Tylin, what's up with you?
Turning your play into a tragedy. Exhibit level degree on the mic. Passionately, niggas are sweet, so I bet if I bid, I get a cavity. Living to get high, you ain't flyer than gravity. We die hard like the battery, thrown in the back of me by the mad MC. You think imitation's the highest form of flattery. Actually, don't be mad at me, I had to be the one to break it to you. You be kicked into obscurity like judo. No menudo, cause you pseudo. Trying to compete for reality like Xerox. Towards destruction, spiraling like hairlocks. Wipe some teardrops, chase the stars in your eyes. Playing games with your lives, letterwise as widows. Soaking up pillows, weeping like willows. Still still no blacks are dying, cause they live and they trying. How to make a slave by Willie Lynch is still applying. Regardless, the most is one of my closest partners. Rockin' ever since before Prince was called the artist. Rockin' before Fuck Master Flex was rockin' starter. When Pac and Biggie was still cool before they was martyrs. Life or death if I'm choosing, with every breath I'm enhancing. Stop, there comes a time when you can't run.
Lyrically handsome, go collect the king's ransom. Gems are right to become the ghetto anthem. Play out like Bruce Wayne's mansion. Move like a phantom. You talk about me to your grandsons. Cats who claiming they hard be mad facts. So I run through them like blood water through sandbags. Competition is mad. What I got, they can't have. Sick of they shit like Moby Dick. This ain't half. To the way past the minimum. Interim millennium. My raps are holding gas in your back like Palestinians. Ancient Abyssinian. Charlotte Horner Gideon. Official B-boy gentleman. Long term never the interim. Born inside the winter wind. Day after December 10. These simpletons they mentioning the synonym for feminine. Sweeter than some cinnamon. The Danish rings by intermen. Rush up on adrenaline and get their asses sent to them.
Gentlemen.
Without a sentiment, what an assimilant. Leave your unit trembling like herds of moving elephant. Intelligent embellishment. Follow for your element from Flatbush settlement. Skin possesses melanin. Hotter than tails of crack peddling. Making them like blue gelatin. Swing like Duke Ellington. Rooted in Barrington. Leave me, believe me. The hot Apache red who burnt down your cheek teepee. You see me?
Most deaf and silent parties. Became the rocket on to the tip.
Our first testament of the night by Poetic Jules. Miss Jules, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Brother O. Thank you. I appreciate you. This first poem that we're going to get into, I like to start with the pain for me personally. It's necessary for you to, I think that in this life, we go through things and then there's a period where you have to be rebirthed. You have to go back and you have to reexamine some of the things that you go through, and those things will propel you to greater height. And it's necessary. You have to go through the pain. It is like, it is exactly just that, a rebirth. And so I'm going to start where I'd like to say, I like to start with the pain. So we'll have a few of those. This one is called Inadvertently. Inadvertently, I'm hurting so bad, I can diagnose everyone except myself. I'm drowning in misery and still giving all of myself. My mom's health is declining. I'm sitting here silently screaming, trying to latch on to anything. I need something to believe in. Every day feels like a haze, a blur, the hurt is manifesting. I feel it in my bones. I can't focus, can't flow off the top of my dome. I'm feeling rejected, useless, and so full of pain. For nothing specific, so I don't know how to make it go away. I've used no coping mechanisms, anchors. I ride the pain like a wave. Fluidity is necessary. It's the empathic way. I already know that I'm rare. Yes, I am so dope. The psychic said I attract dead souls. They see me as a source of hope. My goddaughter died at the ripe age of 7. The sweetest child I'd ever met. Only right she returned to heaven. I can't shake that shit. It's been years. My best friend made the news. Not for anything positive. Nobody saved me, and I didn't save you. She called me over and over. Mom said, how the fuck are y'all friends? Mook got stabbed 24 times. Tashima is dead. Tashima is dead. I had to say it again. At the hands of her mother. How the fuck was I her friend? I didn't understand. Who am I supposed to call? She taught me to hide her bruises, too, as if they were her flaws. He won't beat her ass in front of me. I'll fuck him up. He knows about me. But what about when I left? She normalized it until the day he left. She said, Misha, are you coming? I can't come. I'm in NC. You have to come now. Girl, stop playing with me. What's wrong with you? Nothing, Misha. Please don't tell nobody. Tell nobody what? The fuck is going on? Misha, don't hang up. Okay, please tell me what's wrong. Nothing. I'm just a little overwhelmed. It'll all be okay. I call Mook. Please go over there and look her in her face. Mook said, I'm spending the night. house was in a little disarray. That was at 12 midnight. I had no clue. I'm so sorry, Tashima. I couldn't save you. I'm so sorry, Mook. I asked you to go. We've been friends forever. How didn't I know? Cut school, worked, ate, slept in the same bed. Got jumped together. She said everything went red. She remembered nothing. She woke up handcuffed to a hospital bed. She said, Misha, I'm on the front page. My baby is dead. Brooklyn woman kills daughter. The newspaper read. I came to Brooklyn. Life has never been the same since. She said she saw the devil twice. They held conversation. She didn't remember the words. He hid in the shadows of tight spaces. I looked for him and everyone the remainder of that day, walking down the street, riding the train. It took me years to realize that I was still alive. So many days that I struggled, the devil in so many eyes. I can't change what happened, but I know that it was supposed to be. Her death probably saved so many lives inadvertently. That's that piece. But I want to go straight
wow.
to before. Right. That's crazy. It's crazy. And I don't
know. No, it ain't crazy. That's real. That's real. That's real. That's real, Miss Jules, man. That's why I brought you to the spotlight tonight, man, because I know for a fact that you're going to touch people and change people tonight, man. So with your mouth and my hands, let's get to it, man. Second track,
right,
you know what I'm saying,
right.
by your, you know, international, in that radio Hall of Fame DJ. Mos Def and Talib. Man, tell us that definition.
So many MCs focusing on black people extermination. We keep it balanced with that knowledge of self-determination. It's hot, we be blowing the spots with conversations. Come on, let's smooth it out like Soul Sensation.
We in the house like Japanese in Japan or Koreans in Korea. Had the Philly and Free Mumia with the Kuji Chagalia true. Singing and swinging and writing is fighting. But what they writing got is clashing like titans. It's not exciting, no question. Being a black man is demanding. The fire's in my eyes and the flames need fanning. The fire's in my eyes and the flames need fanning. The fire's in my eyes and the flames need fanning. With that word,
determination. With that word, determination. With that word, determination. With that word, determination.
Knowledge of self is like life after death. With that, you never worry about your last breath. Death comes, that's how I'm living. It's the next stage, the flesh goes underground. The book of life, flip a page. Yo, they asking me how old, we live in the same age. I feel the rage of a million niggas locked inside a cage. At exactly which point do you start to realize that life without knowledge is death in disguise? That's why knowledge of self is like life after death. Apply it to your life, my destiny manifests. Different days, same confusion. We're gonna take this hip-hop shit and keep it moving. Shed a little light, now y'all blooming like a flower with the power of the evidence. Voices and drums, original instruments in the flesh, presently presenting my representation. With that word,
knowledge of self,
determination. With that word,
knowledge of self, determination. With that word,
knowledge of self,
determination. With that word,
knowledge of self,
determination. With that word,
knowledge of self,
determination.
History is now, the present. So count your blessings, cause time can't define the essence. But you're stressing over time and you follow the Roman calendar. These people here, they're calling like Attica. You can bet they trying to lock you down like Attica. The African diaspora represents strength and numbers. A giant can't slumber forever. I know you gotta get that cheddar, whatever. And yo, I heard you twice the first time, money, get it together. You must be history, you repeating yourself out of the pages. You keeping yourself depleting your spiritual wealth. That quick cash, you'll get your ass quick fast in houses of detention. Inner city concentration camp for no one pays attention to mentions the ascension of death till nothing's left. The young gifted in black is sprung addicted to crack. All my people, where y'all at? Cause y'all ain't
where
here. And your heroes using your mind as a canvas to paint fear with broad brush strokes and tales of incarceration. You get out of jail with that knowledge of self-determination. Standing ovation because you put the hue in human. Cause and effect affect everything you do. And that's why I got love in the face of pain. Hand steady so the lines and the mental illustration is straight. The thought you had don't even contemplate. Infinite like figure eight, there's no escape. From that word,
knowledge of self,
determination. From that word,
knowledge of self,
Determination from that word. Determination from that word. Determination. Yes, yes.
And now, the second testament tonight from the wonderful poet of Jules. The mic is yours.
This one is going to go out to anyone who has, and this is a trigger warning. If you have been a victim of rape or childhood rape or childhood molestation, anything of the sort, I have had the opportunity to he is dead now, but I did have an opportunity to hold a conversation and forgive that person. So this poem is more so focused on forgiveness, because I never knew forgiveness prior to this conversation. I hated that person who did that to me, and I didn't realize how much that hate had taken over my life. It wasn't until I felt, until I actually knew what forgiveness physically felt like, that I understood how much I needed to release. So if you have the opportunity to do so, or just to talk to your God, whoever it may be, you have to let it go. And this one is entitled Chris. There's a freedom and a grief in your death, because there was still a lost soul, so much inner turmoil, so many stories untold. It took us almost 40 years to finally have the conversation where he explained to me that someone in this family had also raped him. He understood the gravity of what he had done to me as time progressed, the fear, the anger, the shame, the stress. He hurt me, yes, but harbored those same feelings nonetheless. His hurt so deep that he still couldn't speak his assailant's name. If you've never been there, you can't understand, so I'll say it again. His hurt so deep that he couldn't speak his assailant's name. That spoke to my soul. I felt his pain. For the first time, he seemed a lot less inhumane. I wished we'd have addressed this early in life. Maybe his life would have been changed. He said people never talked about this thing back in the days. It wasn't discussed in school or on television. Swept under the rug, yet another family secret. He did say that he told his mom she wanted to approach this cousin to right the wrong, but he told her no. We wore our badge of shame without honor, bestowing our hurt onto others, especially our mamas, projecting all of that anger onto them for that single moment when they weren't there. Oh, the guilt, the hurt they must have felt, they must have shared. But in our eyes, it couldn't have possibly compared to that recycled memory of someone stealing your youth, showing you love while violating you in such a vile and disgusting way. Your entire life now formed around that single event that happened on that day. Your view of the entire world has now changed. I was afraid of the dark because monsters existed in the day. My mother was always so protective. She paused, second-guessing, turned around. Into my eyes she glared. I never ignore my intuition. She never left me anywhere. She was only going with her sister to the store. He brushed my teeth and instructed me on how to gargle my throat. I was only 3 or 4. When my eldest baby turned 4, I thought that I would die. My anxiety intensified. I quit my job before leaving her behind for the monsters to get her. I stopped eating certain favorite foods. No one ever even noticed. No more Vienna sausages, hot dogs, canned slimy fruits or eggs. I vomit when I ate grits. Nothing that reminded me of semen or penises. That poor little baby that felt so unprotected gained a suit of armor and misconstrued affection, trusted no one, especially men, because they had a weapon. The anxiety of growing up expected the unexpected. One thing was for certain then, my mom didn't play about me. I could not lose her to prison in imminent certainty. I spoke out at about the age of 20 or so in fear for my little cousin, his niece. Many people were angered, as my mom said they would be. She also said that there was no need to tell because they wouldn't believe me. Devastating, yes, but she spoke through her truth. I told his sisters first and then his mom, which wasn't easy to do. Secrets out, but irreparable damage done. Another cousin called me screaming, crying, "Why didn't you tell anyone? I had my kids around him." I said nothing. How do you explain the stronghold of the fear and the shame, the disdain?
All right.
The disdain, the lessons of all evils from ourselves we can never run. Numb, the drugs, the alcohol, schizophrenia, incarceration. His burdens weighed a ton. He also called my mom for motivation. I go into fits of rage, so much frustration. How can you minister to a person who hurt your child in that way? Her response, "What would Jesus do?" I understand today. She saw an ostracized child of God who needed love, while I could never. She's an angel, and I can't judge her. At the end of the day, he was an exceptionally tumultuous person. Smoke mirror curtains. His life was also disrupted. I became protective. He became a victim. In his hurt and ignorance, victimized another who's now become a victor and overcomer. I'm grateful that I said I forgive you. Even more grateful to know that what he had been through. Sometimes what we think we know is not exactly true. Oftentimes they're not. We have to put ourselves in other people's shoes. Now, I'm not able to martyr you in this life you chose to live, but I am able to say that I'm better today because I chose to forgive. Rest in peace to the broken you and the broken me. Hopefully your soul is finally at peace. That's at peace, Chris.
Wow, poetic.
Thank you.
You know, that is going to help so many people in this life. You know, the hurt of not being able to tell someone that you are abused. That is amazing to me. And, you know, I love you for that. And what more can I say? We go to the next track right now. You know what I mean? It's about Mos Def, Talib Kweli, and this young lady in her spotlight. Let's get it, get it.
Yo, Dick, what? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Give me the fortune, keep the fame, said my man Lewis. I agreed, know what he mean, because we live the truest lie. I asked him why we follow the law of the bluest eye. He looked at me, he thought about it, was like I'm clueless. Why? Question was rhetorical, the answer is horrible. Our morals are out of place, I got a lot full of sorrow. And so tomorrow coming later than usual, waiting on someone to pity us. While we find the beauty in the hideous, they say money's the root of all evil, but I can't tell, you know what I mean? Pesos, franc shems, carry shells, dollar bills. Or is it the mind state that's ill, creating crime rates to fill the new prisons they build? Over money and religion, there's more blood that spills. The wounds of slaves and cotton fields that never heal. What's the deal? A lot of cats who buy records are straight broke, but my language universal, they be reciting my quotes while R&B singers hit bad notes. We rock the boat of thought that my man Lewis' statements just provoked. Caught up in conversations of our personal worth, brought up through endangered species status on the planet Earth. Survival tactics means busting gaps to prove you hard. Your firearms are too short to box with God. Without faith, all of that is illusionary. Raise my son, no vindication of manhood necessary.
Not strong,
only aggressive,
not free.
We only licensed,
not compassionate, only polite.
Now who the nice?
Not good, but we'll behave.
Chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave.
Still living like mental slaves. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice.
I'm sure that everybody out listening agree that everything you see ain't really how it be. A lot of jokers out running in place, chasing the style. Be a lot going on beneath the empty smile. Most cats in my area be loving a hysteria. Synthesized surface conceals the interior. America, land of opportunity, mirages and camouflages. More than usually, speaking loudly, saying nothing. You confusing me, you losing me. Your game is twisted, want me enlisted and your usury. Foolishly, most men join the ranks cluelessly, but foolishly accept the deception, believe the perception. Reflection rarely seen across the surface of the looking glass, walking the street, wondering who they be looking past, looking gas with them imported designer shades on. Stars shine bright, but the light rarely stays on. Same song, just remix, different arrangement. Put you on the yacht, but they won't call it a slave ship. Strangeness, you don't control this, you barely hold it. Screaming brand new, when they just sanitize the ocean. Suppose it's just another clever Jedi mind trick that they've been running across stars through all the time. But I find it's distressing, there's never no in between. We either niggas or kings, we either bitches or queens. The deadly ritual scenes of mirth and the perfect. burst. Full of short attention spans, short tempers and short skirts. Long barrel automatics released in short bursts. The length of black life is treated with short work. Get yours first, them other niggas secondary. That type of illin that be filling up the cemetery. This life is temporary, but the soul is eternal. Separate the real from the lie. Let me learn, you're not sure. I'm only aggressive cause the power ain't directed. That's why we are subjected to the will of the oppressive. Not free, we only license, not lie. We just exciting cause the captives own the masters to what we write. Not compassionate, only polite. We well trained, our sincerity's rehearsed to stage. It's just a game, not good but we'll behave. Cause the camera surveyed most of the things that we think do the same. We chasing after death just to call ourselves brave. But every day next man meet with the grave. I give a damn if any fan recall my legacy. I'm trying to live life in the sight of God's memory like that, y'all.
A lot of people don't understand the true criterion of things. You can't just accept the appearance. Have to get the true essence.
Not strong, only aggressive, not free, we only licensed, not compassionate, only polite, not who the nicest, not good, but well behaved, chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave, still living like mental slaves, hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice, hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice, hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding, yo, babe. Stop hiding, stop hiding, cause ain't no hiding, babe. Stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding, yo, babe. Stop hiding, stop hiding, cause ain't no hiding, babe.
We well trained. Black star. Black star keeps shining. Yo, yo, yo. We take the black star line. Ride on home. We take the black star line. Ride on home. We take that black star line. Ride on home. We take that.
And now, the third techno of the night from Poetic Jewels. The mic
like to call
is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Oh, I like those musical choices tonight. All right, we're going to call this one. We're going to lighten up the load a little bit. This one is called Do Not Disturb. I think that way after you go through whatever it is that you're going through again, your transition is going to, it's going to hurt. It's going to require you to be rebirthed. Get by yourself like a Buddhist. I think they're really on to something. Monks, meditation, that kind of stuff. You need it in order to find out who you are. You have to delve into yourself. You can't help nobody till you do the shadow work, and then you're able to do the light work. So this one is called Do Not Disturb. Do Not Disturb. Currently burning sage for a spiritual purge. Knock before entering. Please do not disturb. I'm probably meditating or reading a spiritual word. Respectfully, I urge you, please do not disturb. Root chakras, stones, sea moss, herbs. I'm becoming a better me, an entrepreneur with an LLC. I'm building wealth for my children, my family. I'm free, and so are you, to learn how to flip that hurt and turn that loss into a lesson. My glass is half full, not half empty, change of perspective. So again, please do not disturb my joy, my grind, my whole entire vibe. I've relocated. I'm now where the money resides. It's peaceful. I love it. A lot less stress. I'm growing. I'm glowing. I'm at my best. So yes, please do not disturb. What he said or she said is of no interest to me. Vexatious to my spirit. Low frequency. I'm raising my vibration. Fast, and I've lost weight too. Show me why I should open the door for you as the gatekeeper. I can't just let anybody in. I've done that in the past. It wasn't a win-win. If you're a foe to yourself, how can you be a friend to me? Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. I'm focused on today, so today I'm being honest when I say, please do not disturb. Free, let me be singing the song of the uncaged bird. Life tastes so different than it tasted then. I'm a brand new person from way back when. Don't feel perturbed. Again, I'm just being honest. I'm feeling better than ever, and it's all new to me. Novice, thanks for the inspiration. Those spoken words, if you don't have an invitation, please do not disturb. giving us that peace, Brother Oak. Raise your frequency.
This young lady says that she's not a spoken word artist. Go ahead, Poet Jules. I'm not even trying to hear that. You heard what she said tonight. This young lady is wonderful, and I really, 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 really appreciate it. And so we go to our next track. Listen, all the folks out there, I know you want to talk. You know, we do a spotlight, and we respect the person that's coming on. We have six testaments. Okay, we've got three more to go. So hang in there, and that's what it's all about. And, of course, let's get it.
And then Jeff and Chingy started kicking on us.
All right, y'all. Enough of that. It's time to go to bed, y'all. Time to go to bed. I don't want to hear that. You know what time it is. You know what time it is. Yes. Okay, okay. Y'all tucked in?
Yes.
Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore Adidas and lived life slow, when laws were stern and justice good, and people was behaving like hip-hop was good, there lived a little boy who was misled by a little shade thought, and this is what he said.
Me and you, kid, we gonna make some cash. Jack and old beat said, making the dash.
The Jack of beat, money came with ease. But Sonny couldn't stop, looks like he had a disease. He jacked another, and another, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. Sex them all repeat over the track with the cover. The kid got wild, started acting erratic. He said,
for that presidential, I got to have it.
With liquor in his belly, Sonny made up the track. But little did he know that his joints was whack. The shiny A&R said, great new hit, G. Whenever you need a loop, you'll come get me. The kid got amped and he thought to figure, I'ma get dough like all of these other niggas. So he's in the studio working round the clock for pop radio. Jack the beat to Planet Rock. Was out in the street where he met his sister, who couldn't sing with shh, but the mix with a sister. Hooked up the track in an excitation. He decided he'd head for the radio station. But what? He was running and he made a left. Was decent at top speed and ran into most step. I slowed the young man down and I started your money. Yo, why you selling lies to our wives and children? He ran upstairs up to the top floor. Opened up the door there. Guess what we saw? Who? Jay the Chicken Head radio host. Who be yapping about beef between East and West Coast. He said, this was a bullet. You got to give it run. The chicken said, thanks. It's thanks the number one. He went outside, was getting props all over. Then he dipped into his ride, the 4-point Rover. Raced up the block doing 8-3-3. The cats were Hennessy, saw him at a R-E-D-D. He winked his eye like his star status mattered. They rat-a-tat-tatted to make his blood splatter. You rocking crazy ice and all you do is clink static. And rolling out in Brooklyn late night is problematic. His eyes was bloody red, he hung on every word they said. They told the kid,
back down, that player shit is dead.
Deep in his heart, he knew he was gone, but he grabbed his 45 and decided to blaze on. But Shay Tone found it, had him astounded, and before long the young man got surrounded. So grab the guns, so goes the glory, and this is the way I got to end this story. He was out chasing cream in the American dream, trying to pretend to end justify the means. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. It just will come to pass when you sell your ass. Life is more than what your hands can grasp.
Hands, y'all. Anyway, now our fourth testament tonight from our wonderful spotlight. Boy Jules, the mic is yours.
Absolutely. We want to get into a little storytelling, some erotic storytelling. So, again, we want to go from one extreme to the other because there is always a happy ending as long as you are trying to do the right thing. And, I was able to, and I have been able to tap into levels of creativity that I had no idea existed. I had to embrace all that I went through, and I had to accept me for me. I am a very sexual individual, and I can express that through writing, and this story will hopefully be able to express this to you guys. I hope you like it. This is called Brian. I have played with Brian, along with Brian, for long enough via text. I needed answers face to face. It was romantic in me, simply couldn't just walk away, and the control freak needed the truth. I didn't want a physical altercation with any bitches or police activity to ensue, but I said, fuck all of that. Upon snooping on his Facebook page, I saw that he was at the restaurant 2.5 hours away, but I was on the way. I was so full of fury, I didn't care who was there or what, but I knew on this day I was going to get something, some answers. I pulled up on the side of the building. I could see the lights were on and the back door was open. I heard music playing, which meant that he was probably in there cleaning up. It was pitch black in the backyard and dangerous for me to creep up, knowing that he always had his gun on his waist, but I did it anyway. I was being a pure and unadulterated asshole for love, which offered no guarantees. I hadn't seen him in over a month. The back door screeched, and he immediately stuck his head out. He looked confused, as if he didn't know whether to pull out on me or not. I immediately said, I just came to talk. He said, who's with you and how did you know that I was here? Obviously annoyed that I startled him, I just stared at him. He needed to feel the peace of my presence. I extended my arms and wrapped myself in his body. God, it felt so good. I felt so protected. That was the part that made our oneness seem so undeniable. I knew that I had said things that he expressed as hurtful. He said that he was just angry, but I felt like he just didn't want to feel guilty about stringing me along while he had something already made, a relationship. Maybe he met me during a break and caught feeling so many unanswered questions, but the first was, Brian, do you love me? He stared at me and said, I don't know what you want me to say. I said, motherfucker, I need the truth, all of it. I was on the verge of tears, and in my temperament, my fists were balled. He smiled as if something were humorous and turned to walk away. My heart dropped, and before I knew it, I punched him. He was stocky and cockstrong. He seemed so unmoved by the blow that it annoyed me, and I tried to go in for more when he grabbed me by the throat and pushed me up against the wall. My wrists far smaller than the rest of my body, he restrained both hands in his one and said, stop acting stupid. We stood eye to eye when he kissed me. The currents that shot through my body were strong enough to cause a tsunami. I melted. My stomach ached, and I wanted him in my body so bad, and he knew it. He kissed my neck and grabbed my breast. My huge nipples were at full attention. It was just him. This had to be God sent because I reluctantly submitted to him immediately. It felt spiritual. It was so real, and I fought it, but I simply couldn't contain myself. He had a strong hold over me like no other. He lifted my shirt, pulled my bra down, and sucked my breast. He had the prettiest full lips ever, and I loved seeing them around my breast. I grabbed his dreads and pulled him in. I wanted to push him away, but I pulled him in as tight as I could. We unbuckled my pants and his too. I never fucked up against a wall like that face to face, but I was already becoming accustomed to doing so many things brand new with Brian in such a short time. He put his dick in. I gasped for so much air. I was fiending for him like water in the desert. I hated that my wetness left no room for interpretation, no doubt. My love was coming down as soon as he penetrated me. I hated that he had that much control. I wanted to stop him, but the force behind his stroke commanded my soul to act right. I needed to feel him deep. I wanted his dick and his balls in me. I hadn't been to the restaurant since he completed the renovations, but I pushed him away in search of a flat surface. I entered the office, and there sat a huge oak desk, completely empty. He bent me over and sucked my pussy from behind briefly before ramming his dick in me. I screamed out, oh, my God. He said, not God, Brian. This what you wanted, right? His voice so deep and heavy. He said, tell the truth. This all you want. I said, fuck no. I want all of it. He went in harder and faster. He motioned for me to lift my leg. I climbed on a desk and stretched out in doggy position, my hands grasping the other side, back low, taking shot for shot. He was definitely fucking me. He said, you don't want my love, as his balls slapped against my clit over and over. He reached under and played with it while he fucked me. He said, you know I love you. That's why you're here. He said, say it. I was silently crying when he pulled my hair and commanded me to say it again. I said, I know you love me, as I gushed all over his desk. Oh, I squirted so hard I thought that I passed out. He said, say it again. loud. The bass in his voice killed me. I squirted again. He said, that pussy talking. The desk so wet that I couldn't maintain my position. I was sliding. I rolled over on my back. The desk was cold and wet. My eyes swollen with tears. I was not ready to look at him. Those dreads, that sweat in his brown eyes glistening. I covered my face. I was so emotional. He gave zero fucks as he hammered my pussy all over that desk. I hated sucking my own cum, but I sucked his dick hard and furiously. I loved feeling his girth in my mouth. His dick was so nice and fat. I loved sucking it. His balls, I sucked the head, jerking the shaft simultaneously. I wanted him to explode in my mouth. I flicked my tongue over the head fast and hard before making it real wet and rubbing his dick all over my face, then up and down my lips with my tongue peeking through for lubrication. I swallowed his dick, sucked the shaft vigorously, moaning like I loved it because I did. My entire body shaking. He nutted and I sucked it out. He grabbed my hair while I milked his dick. I needed all of it. I spit it out on the carpet, and he kept kept sucking his dick. It was still hard. I climbed on top, still unable to look him in his eyes. I had planned on riding as long as necessary to get that cum out of Brian. I held my head back. I loved to feel his dick throbbing inside of me. On one foot with the other leg extended, I slowly rocked our bodies back and forth. He lightly pinched my nipples. I lightly gushed over and over, and his dick repeatedly caressed my G-spot. I sat upright, gently popping that pussy when he said, I love you, Misha. You just so mean and crazy. I laid flat on him and kissed him so hard. Sometimes he looked so innocent and sweet to me. I just wanted to tuck him in my heart and protect him from the world, but he was so hard. He wasn't cold, though, and that's what made him so appealing to me. He was hopeful. I admire his ambition, his drive. That little girl from the hood totally saw eye to eye with the little boy from the hood in him, the first man in a long time that I'd actually follow. But the doubts I had were valid. He acted like he couldn't understand. I came for answers. After expressing ourselves nonverbally, I chose to lay in his arms on that oak desk and enjoy that moment. I loved him. And that's that piece. Brian.
This is what spoken word is all about, because it's different textures. That's erotic poetry. Now listen, I understand it, love it, we'll leave it alone. And we get right back to what we do. And it's funny that this next song ties in with that wonderful, outstanding premise. Brown skin lady.
You like what?
I like girls with that light complexion look.
Oh, you're a moron.
I can't help it.
What, being a moron?
Yeah, that too.
You're the first one out there with a dashiki talking that crap.
I'm a victim.
Good hair. Nigga, you so brainwashed.
I'm a victim,
your
brother.
Problem. You're a victim.
I'm a victim of 400 years of conditioning.
Shut up.
The man has programmed my conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Even my conditioning has been conditioned.
I like the way you walk. I like the way you move. I like the way you walk.
champion win the titles. One show, many man try invite you. Shot down lyric each time they cite you.
Come on.
Sure, what man you get born inside though? See the walkway and just let you pass through.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Can't be your next one like you. Famous like things made by DJ Klo. I tighten up my game as I approach yo. Yo, check a sheet and next to the V, get close to.
Don't get many compliments, but I am confident. Used to have a complex about getting too complex. You got me willing to try. Look me in the eye, my head is still in the sky. Since you walked on by, I'm feeling high. Got my imagination flickering like hot flames. That's how it seems. You make me wanna ride a Coltrane to a love supreme. My brown made it, create environments for happy brown baby. I know it sounds crazy, but your skin's the inspiration for cocoa butter. You provoke a brother. We should get to know one another. I discover when I bring you through, my people stay true. All I can say. Your soul praise do, I thank God for a beauty like you.
Brown skin lady.
Yeah. Just cause it's a brown skin lady. On the planet.
Brown skin lady.
You know it's your Honey B file. Stop playing with you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Stop playing with yourself. It's your boy, Honey B, OLASD, and, of course, out of Lagos, and, of course, 516-453-9133. What we're going to do is press 1 to join the conversation after our testaments. And it's brought to you by our boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. You got the Hall of Fame DJ and this tongue on this other lady right here. And it's wonderful tonight. Spoken word, as it's supposed to be. It's Honey B file. Stop playing. And now our fifth testament from Corey Jules. The mic is yours.
Thanks again, Brother O. This piece here is entitled His Baby Father. This one here is, I guess, a testament to the signs of times. We don't know what to expect nowadays. It's not the 90s anymore. It's 2021, and things happen in relationships that didn't necessarily used to happen before, or we didn't know about them. So in this poem here, I think it's a freeing of these two as he and she both come to the realization that he is, in fact, in love, someone who she shares spaces with, and she got to watch her man fall in love with another man. This, again, is called His Baby Father. In retrospect, I understand his purpose. Although he and I had never met in person, I needed more of him, his baby father, that is. I was definitely a fan, thirsting for his diction like a child in class raising her hand. He was better than me, and I couldn't stand it. I mussed up every inch of my artistic potential to end this madness. I won't have this. He seduces everyone in his presence, including my man, not specifically with his sexuality, as it is also his essence. His oral diction, harmonious to our oral senses, he enters your soul, so you're fucked anyway. I've felt his pain. We've been naked in poetry forums, exhibiting remarkable vulnerability and decorum, doing our thing. I idolized his effortless transparency. It wasn't just me. I can't call it envy. It lacked the luster. I could not allow my dream to be deferred. It hurt like a festering ulcer. He was excellent at his craft. I asked myself why 5 times. Why was he excellent? His clarity, his lucidity, his passion for being free. Why was that challenging to me? Because I lacked vulnerability in my poetry. Truth for me, the only authority. So I hold your blood spilled. I held his blood spilled writings in high regard, higher art. He was excellent at the craft, so confident, so free. They say fake it till you make it. Well, faking it is just not me. I aspire to be the best. There is no competition. Oh, yes, he is killing it, but here is my rendition. His baby father is doing him, and he is not studying me. I'd openly admit defeat if I called it jealousy. It's revelry. Rivalry is always more provocative. It's almost, I wasn't jealous at all. I absolutely admired him. He forced me to hold several conversations in the mirror, unintentionally invoking the shadow work for me to see my, what a revelation. Allowing his sound to resonate. My words flow from his inspiration. These words jumbled in my head were placed there for a reason. On stage, expressing himself in free verse, he gave me something to believe in, something to aspire to, greater than the fact that my man is, in fact, in love with you so much that he distanced himself because he's ashamed of that. My man has repositioned himself while seated. Every time he hears his voice, his eyes light up every time he sees him. I can see what he sees in him. How could I write this down? Is it not a reflection of poor performance on my part? As a matter of fact, it's the dagger that was necessary to pierce the heart of the part that obviously needed to be unbarred, unleashed. Allow him to be him. He too desires free for all the world to see these feelings, my ex, my pen, all a part of my story. What a testimony if no one can hear it. His baby, what is a testimony if no one can hear it? His baby's father's word touched me like the Holy Spirit. They raised me like a watered seed. I emerged from the dirt. His words incited me, my passion unearthed. There's a rebirth. I'm ascending to higher heights. I realized my gift. See, walking in his purpose inadvertently gave me, my spirit, my voice a lift. Maybe I was jealous, but I counted it with zeal, the perfect etymology for something that we can feel. Driven by the desire to feel inspired, I believe in myself. I stood up, dusted off the shelf, and me. Retaliatory? No, that's basic human nature. Why do I want to hate him? Because he's everything that I'm afraid to be. I lost my man to someone legendary. It was necessary. We went our separate ways. We find ourselves on roads less traveled, with far less baggage, less frustration unraveled. And that's that piece.
It's crazy because this soundtrack tonight goes just with what she has said. Remember, Honeybee Files is not scripted. You know what I mean? Our poets come on and do their thing. The archives. Them hands. Listen, I'm going to give them hands right now, Poet Jules. That's what I do, babe. Let's do it.
Every day somebody asks me where all the real MCs is at. The underground. There's mad talented cats on the ground with that raw shit. You know what I'm saying? Bringing them raw skills. You know what I'm saying? But really, to me, it's a small wonder like Vicky why I'm picky. These niggas suck like hickeys. I still get to slip they shit in like Mickey's. I'm sick of these hater players. Bring on the regulators with the flavors. Ain't the farm team. Fucking with the majors. Like a river, how I run through it, I do it so cold. It's freezing up your body, the fluid, your style is old. You run in your mouth, don't really know what you be talking about. You should retire, get that complimentary watch be out. Yo, with the quickness, so swift you miss this lyrical fitness. Yo, get this, these MCs wanna test me like litmus. Bear witness, I'm like shot clocks, interstate cops and blood clots. My point is your flow gets stopped. But all means you need more practice. Take that ass home, everybody looking at you. Fish tank syndrome in full effect. I stay catching lyrical wreck and keep it blacker than the back of your neck. What you expect, them tolerant. Cause we developing the following, getting played like Stone Love tapes and dollar bands. Or the reverse of universal, your demise is first. Before you rise, it gets worse. You need a night nurse like Gregory begging me. Stop the urge is what you say to me, like that's supposed to mean something. You know when I seen frontin' in the club, your actor don't buy it. I got the dub. Come on, everybody, come on, just show your love. Come on, everybody, come on, just show your love. Come on, everybody, come on, just show your love. Come on, everybody, come on, just show your love.
occupy my synaptic space, command the shape to illustrate my mind's landscape. The tall grass, the low plains, the mountainous ridges, thickets among the forests, rivers beneath the bridges. Crescents of hilltops littered with treetops, eavesdrop to hear the incline of sunshine. Nah, stones in orbit refuse to forfeit, they all form a cipher and it camp to absorb it. I follow suit and face it, embrace it, shining bright but still I'm careful not to waste it. Destined to rise cause I'm basement adjacent, spirit is still so just chill and be patient. Some heads approach like I'm the one to base with, clowns about to scream and shout but don't say shh. I ain't your student so I ain't to be tested, I'm majestic, I represent my strength without effort. My method is unorthodox but of course it rocks, my serious synopsis will drop it. My topics running the gauntlet to galvanize the audience. Some must represent, I don't come off but no corniness, it's all luminary, it's fire commissary. Some people say most how you get so, my sign to make you jump around like Calypso and murmur to yourself like a schizo. There ain't nobody on the empire gets no.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Here we go, Black Star, hop on the Black Star line, we about to take y'all home. Nah, man, here we go.
We got all markets on lock, from me to stock. Black Star, what? Flowing like him rocking bars. Men flock to where we are cause it's the place to be. I grab my paint, jump on stage in the face of seas who sell their souls like spawn and come for the drone. I sit upon freestyle of written songs, shit, we can get it on. Going back and forth, forth and back, all across the track, passing the mics like quarterback. Of course it's fat, get off of that. Reverse psychology, got him scared to say when shit is whack. Out of fear of being called a hater, imagine that. We ain't having that. Reaching past the star status that you grabbing at. My battle rap flash your ass back to your natural habitat. So floss is what of course ain't worth it to me. Cause I'm the one that these Spice Girl MCs wanna be. But they can't get no points for effort, so why bother? Cause your girl calls my name out like Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter.
Hey
yo, as we rock harder and always drop the bona fide head nodders. Hey yo, later 40 tater players. Yo, 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 later 40 tater players.
Love, love, love,
all I know, I'm going to thank Tyler Kwawe, Most Def, putting that outstanding soundtrack for Poetic Jewels and for the internet world to hear tonight. And now, our final testament, this wonderful young lady. Poetic Jewels, the mic is yours.
All right, all right. Now, I just want to, there is a, I am so grateful. I am so grateful for embracing myself. I'm so grateful for all of the trials and tribulations that I've gone through in my life that have led me to be the person who I am today. I'm so grateful. I try to be as compassionate and as loving as I possibly can be, and I know that that is what's lacking in this world. And I'm also grateful for the ability to be able to love. And I want to speak to love that transcends time and space. Sometimes you can be so in love that you feel like if you drop dead today or tomorrow, it's okay because you know for a fact that you'll see this person next lifetime. So I want to speak to that. I haven't given this one a title, and I hope you guys love it. Unconventional love is based on avoidance of the love of the default love rules. No unspoken ownership in our I love yous. I'm constantly and consciously ever changing, gallivanting our love around without bound or restraint. Both of us rebellious, fluid by nature, fish not as birds, the ocean our matrix. The constraints formed by the opinions of others being mine. He is my first and last love, divine. I love him in a way that defies the expectations and confines of our finite minds, transcending space, death, and time. This is all an illusion, all but what we feel innately. We are perfectly flawed. We're not molding and shaping. We understand each other. I respect him as you would your father and brother. He makes everything that I've misunderstood about myself seem right. Emotions shift from day to night, but we both stand firm in who we are spiritually. The chemistry and our entropy makes our energy explosive. we discuss that openly, the value in our vulnerability without insecurity and negative notions. He unconsciously forces me to be exactly who I know I am without exception. I refuse to place the responsibility of my personal growth on his reflection. The growth in his presence just happens. We're both people who need alone time without the anxiety of returning to a relationship now compromised. It's provocative. We live on the edge in that way. Our love is not validated by seeing each other every day. I depend only on his truth and his loyalty as we perceive it. We engage in romantic relationships with others, and I love him nonetheless. Please believe it. How many times do I jump out the window alone, unattached, unharnessed, and without a safety net before, yes, I do actually die? The recurrent thought when I allow these conventional thoughts of relationships to run awry in my mind. The thoughts are quieted every time I look into his eyes. I see my present, my future, but more so my past. This is not far-fetched. I rule nations with this man. Watch the flames and Pompeii approach, died hand in hand, unequivocally yoked. I love this man. We both love, love relentlessly, eternally. We'll never part. We'll get lost each lifetime, found by the compass of our hearts. I'll spread his ashes in the ocean, then write our names in the sand, unscathed by the water washing away the letters, the tide, a representation of our love, untethered. Death, just the beginning of our brand new journey. We will conform to the traditional love, providing ourselves, proving ourselves worthy. Our continue to love esoterically and without burden. Will it be all about us? Vagrants, gentry, aliens, animals, or human, male or female, or formal union, plants sharing a pot or a window sill, two praying mantis, two corn stalks in the field, stardust, atoms, DNA, soulmate, or twin flame, doesn't even matter. We love in a way that defies the expectations and confines of our finite minds, transcending space, death, and time, unconventional and undeniable understanding. That's that piece.
That's why you're here. All the poets have been on Honeybee Files have been outstanding, including this young lady. I love me some Poetic Jewels. And, you know, that's how. Now I got a dedication for you before I take the call. I got a dedication to you before I take these calls. Let's go to New York, y'all. And, of course, Poetic Jewels, you know how I do. You know, these hands is legendary. These hands should be, you know, certified as lethal weapons. Guess what? It's yours. Let's get it, New York.
Commentating, illustrating, description giving, adjective expert, analyzing some of the musical myths, seeking people of the universe. This is yours.
kaleidoscope light. No color supersedes, cause the balance is right. Listeners are pleased, cause anxiety is freeze. They can only be thawed when the music is ignored.
Charlotte out there in Flatbush, you know, tonight, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was on the cut, you know what I mean? It is what it is. But first of all, we want to thank this wonderful young lady coming on tonight and sharing this Honeybee Files. Before I bring her callers on, how do you feel about this night, Miss Jewels?
I feel great. That was a really good release for me. Every time I haven't done those pieces a lot, but they are very freeing. It's freeing to be able to go in depth about the traumas that you suffered and to know that somebody may be listening and it may have helped them, because it's very shameful. Molestation, rapist, oh, you don't know why. You just know that you're ashamed. It's not you. It's not your fault. It's not you to blame. We blame ourselves for things, and we need to be able to talk those things out. So I thank you for this platform and allowing me to get that out, you know, yet again. And, you know, us just sharing the space. I miss you. I miss this thing. So, yep, this is dope. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, yeah. That's the New York thing. You know, it's dope. I love it. Now, of course, we're going to open these lines now. And the first caller tonight, right here on these Honeybee Files, with your boy Olasky. Before you come on, I got an announcement to make. Guess what? I broke the record from last night. Congrats to me on my 35th only syndicated station all-time connection record right here at the Honeybee Files. Thank you, Pouring Jewels, for guarding that thing tonight. And, of course, that's three for the week, and I love it, love it, and love it. Hey, Carla, you're talking to the standard bearer on E, your Honeybee, right here.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, Brother O and Queen Sister Poetic Jewels. How are y'all tonight?
I'm a champion.
First off, Brother O, I want to congratulate you on your record tonight. So congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Poetic Jewel, Queen Sister.
Yes,
I want y'all to know this is Jerry, the Gifted One Thomas, calling from Shreveport, Louisiana, with a little tea time. This show, wow. You channeled me tonight. You channeled me. With about four of your poems, you channeled me. Especially when you were speaking on being raped or molested. I was raped when I was 4 years old, and I was also molested. And hearing your pieces tonight took me back, because I'm in that place where I don't even remember these people who did what they did, and I don't even have the opportunity to confront them. So that's something that I have to live with for the rest of my life. And I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for being you're a beacon of light tonight. And thank you for sharing such wonderful pieces. That other piece that you were telling the story about the dude and you fucking, that shit had me over here screaming. Like, I was losing my mind. And I was like, oh, she's my type of person. Like, you channeled me in so many ways tonight that I was like, oh, I can't wait to get on this call with her.
I love you. I love you so much for your word. And you may not be able to get back to whoever it was that violated you, but I hope that you find some peace in knowing that maybe somebody violated them, that it wasn't, maybe it wasn't malicious. Maybe they just didn't know what the hell they were doing. But one thing is for certain, nobody has any idea of what that pain progresses into. So there's nothing that you could do about it. You were 4 years old, baby. You cannot protect yourself. Nothing at all that you could do about that. But you have grown up. Sound like you've grown to be a beautiful man. You are expressive, and you are even able to get up here and say to me, hey, I love that. That is huge. Just being able to express yourself is huge. And I love you for calling in here tonight and showing me love. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your words.
You're so welcome, Queen Sister. And while I'm on, I have a piece that I wanted to do, if that was all right, you and brother.
Yes, yes. The mic is yours.
Okay, so the title of this piece is called, huh?
Yes, I want to hear your piece. I'm sorry, I just thought of myself.
Oh, okay. Okay, the title of this piece is called Mad Genius. There's a method to my madness, beneath my smile, my tears and sadness. I work myself into a frenzy, unable to pay my tuition, and I'm drowning in despair. I've been singing my blues and writing more than the news reported the same shoot 'em up bang bang tales. I guess I'll go back to sleep, my pillows and quilts stained with tears and fears and sheer disappointments of dreaming of the day I grace the stage in my Sunday best, receive my degree, and break out the back door to avoid the traffic jam and avoiding the faces of the phonies. So my arts become the stars, sun, and moon of the show. I can fuel my passion, pain, pleasure, and disdain to the world without looking like the stereotypical prototype black man from the hood that's up to no good and should be cutting grass and cooking the food. And I say, that's not going to do. I refuse to be rejected by you suit and ties, blue-collared liars, and sisters who become plants in a sewage dump system. I vent my rage to the heavens that has burned flames down in my belly to the tame beast in my bones, roaming around in a shelter of my flesh and made a place for my soul. It's called home. I've grown past revenge and destruction with my devotion to my weekly confessions, meditation, and reflections of how much the Creator God has kept me and brought me through, reciting my affirmations like Bible scriptures on the holiest pages of my lips, stained with the blessings of He who sits high and looks low as He assures me He's still in control of the wheel, my ship, and my destiny that's in His plan, because I know my life is still in His hands. The Almighty, my strength, rock, sword, and shield, my right-hand man, my ace, His grace and His mercy rains on me like a monsoon and grounds me like an anchor as I weather the storm, saying, stay strong, my son. Hold on to me tighter, because I'm leading you as I make provisions along the way. Mad Genius.
Wow.
That was wonderful.
Wow. Poor Jules, how do you feel about that piece?
I love that piece. I'm just so, I'm always excited for people who are triumphant. You're an overcomer. You went through this, but this is not going to stop you. You know, it propelled you to higher heights. You have a talent that you have been able to tap into. Again, like myself, you're able to express something. You have something to give to the world, and your words are definitely going to help somebody else. I thank you so much for that piece. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you believing in yourself and writing it and spitting tonight alongside of me. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
This is a young man. This is a young man that passed the internship here on the Dynasty. And, you know, he's a lesbian and gay task force community activists here at our network, and I'm proud of Jarek. He is gifted. He's the only one that can do the work that he's been called to do. Jarek, why don't you let the people know your show and when it comes on?
Well, my next show is September the 7th here on ONE Dynasty. And I would love you guys to call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jarek the Gifted One Thomas. I just got a little emotional after reading this and after hearing what she just said, because the journey, it's not easy, but I'm not giving up. And thank you so much for your encouraging words.
And you cry. All right, you cry. Dump it wherever you need to. Look, I'm talking to the Arab while I'm getting my phone fixed, buying chewing tobacco for my mama. I don't care who it is and where it's at. If they are willing to listen, I'm going to dump it because I need to get used to letting it go, because there's nothing that you need to be ashamed of. Somebody hurt you, and you need to get it out, and you need to speak it. You need to say your poems as often as you need to. It doesn't matter who doesn't want to hear it, because somebody wants to hear it. I want to hear it, and I'll definitely be tuning into your show on September 7th. And I love you, and thank you so much.
We go to the next caller tonight right here on these Honeybee Files. Yeah, man, you know, I know how to do shows, too. It's about a commitment to excellence. And right now, you know this man right here, Poet Jules. He is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2020. Mr. Honorable Honey Bakatun, Haru.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
How you been?
Can y'all hear me? I was doing excellent till I heard your man, this show tonight was so lit. I can't wait till it's over and for me to be able to download it and it be a part of my archives forever. Let me say something right quick. Can you hear me loud?
I can hear you.
Okay. You know, I'm seeing Waking Up on June.
No. You fade in and out. No. Fix that. No, we can't hear you fading in and out. We want to hear everything you have to say. 1-2-1-2.
I think. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
I see why I had to be woken up over 36 years ago, because it's part of my responsibility to awaken other people that have been. And for everybody, I want you to keep in mind the book of God chapter.
You're still fading. No, you're still fading. We're going to bring you back. You're still fading. If you can fix it. No, we want to hear what you have to say and no interruption.
Okay. I got you.
Then we hear you now. Okay, whatever you did, go ahead and talk. We got you.
Nah, just put it on mute. I'm almost to my next stop. I'm just on the highway. I just want to say it just pains my heart when I hear what took place and what happened in your life, beautiful sister. And it pains my heart when I hear another side of the story on why my nephew is the way that he is. All I'm going to say is rise up, O Elohim, and clean the earth. It's time for it, y'all. We have been letting evil run rapid for such a long time.
Yes.
And it's time for people to stop being scared, man. It's time for people to stop waiting for that mystery God to come do something, because that mystery God came with us. And I'm not saying anything sacrilegious. It's been there the whole time. But they did a great job, the evil ones in their kind, did a great job trying to hide that from everybody. Because once you awaken and realize that you have to change your own conditions, because nobody else is going to change it for you. That's the only way that we'll be able to clean the earth, like our scripture said. Just think what Atun has been saying, or the Magic Man has been saying. Just look up Psalms 82, read the entire chapter, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's time to put evil to rest, y'all. Love y'all.
No. When's your next show, sir? No. You know, Hall of Famer.
Oh, my next show.
Enshrinee.
Yes, my next show.
Yes.
Right. My next show is next Thursday, as I speak about another side of the story. If you listen to recent events, they always want to connect one of our greatest to somebody else's nonsense. And part of my, I don't want to call it a job, but part of my assignment is to make clear that you got to separate the two. Nobody else does it but us. And it's time for us to put a stop to it. Okay? Name of my show is We Will Aware You, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, next Thursday. I love each and every one of y'all from the heart and soul of you. Okay?
All right. Oh, and poor Jules, so you know, I know you love Willie Bacatoon. We have to say to him for being on our next caller.
I absolutely do. I love his spirituality, his level of consciousness. Sometimes it's great. It's always great to hear things from more than one perspective. The smartest people are able to open their minds up and understand that there's always more than one way to learn something. When we speak to the evilness that's taking place in the world, there's always balance. It's always balance. It's always necessary. Evil will always be necessary for there to be balance, for you to appreciate the greatness and the goodness and to find it inside of ourselves. When you speak to that God that I don't think you wanted to get all the way into because you don't want, you know, you want to not be too political or whatever. I believe in the God that's inside of me too. And that is also written. I was made in the image and the likeness of God. So he does reside inside of me. I'm not praying to an outside entity. I am praying out loud to myself and I'm asking for the power to make things happen for myself because I was given common sense and feet to make things happen for myself. So yep, I'm taking responsibility. We're holding ourselves accountable and moving forward. And again, I thank you so much, Hooney. That show is on Thursday. Is that what you said? 9:30?
That's it.
All right.
And of course, you know, the greatest thing about Honeybee Files is, you know, the spotlight. You know, Poetic Jewels has touched people and changed people. That's the mission of Rondi Dynasty. Understand, we're here because we don't, you know, take what they give us, Poetic Jewels. We take what we want. Our next caller is the 2021 Battle of the Network Stars Champion right here in ONE. The outstanding Asetatun Ray.
Peace and divine blessings, Brother O and Sister Jules.
Hey, love. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I must say that your poetry moves me. And if I may, I have a piece that I would like to share with you that I'm dedicating personally to you, Sister Jules. May I?
Oh, man. Man, the mic is yours. The mic is yours.
So this is called Free Spirit. I want to kiss your scars and heal your open wounds. I knocked and you answered. You're the sun and I'm the moon. I'll dance to the rhythm of your heart. Your energy is what keeps me in tune. Your divine love in me honors the divine in you. I want to be your legacy. I'll follow suit. I'll travel to the cosmic realm with you. Behold, I see the light in you. Your aura is beautiful. It's shining too. I'll never let go of your hand. This connection is beyond romance. If I had one more chance, I would do it again. You've taken me beyond the physical world. Sometimes I go nuts like a squirrel, but in a good way, on a good day. You're my narcotic. I get high off your vibe. I get high off your mind as it unwinds the mysteries of paradise. You took me to a realm where everything feels right. Behold, I see the ether in you. Beautiful soul, wicked energy. I'm honored to be a part of the light that shines in you. That is my dedication piece to you, sister. I appreciate you, and I thank you for this show.
Wow. Hey,
that was so beautiful, and thank
wow.
you. You guys have hit me up on Instagram, Poetic Jewels. If you're on Clubhouse, hit me up on Clubhouse, Poetic Jewel, Misha, and join my club, Breakfast at 9:30, so that we can get these poems flowing. inside of the club. I love you guys. This is so beautiful. Thank you so much, sister.
Well, first of all set. You already know what you do. You're always calculating your mind. You know, I know Arset. Whatever. First of all, let the Owen Dynasty people listen worldwide. It's a wonderful championship tonight. When your show is next on?
My next show is September the 14th, right here on ONE Dynasty at 9:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Central Time. So please, everyone, tune in to the Essence of Time show.
You heard it right here from the Battle of the Necklace Stars champion for this year of 2021, the outstanding Arset Atun Ray. Now, Miss Poetic Jewels, we have a person right here that was part of this legacy, okay? You know, part of my championships here with the Honeybee Files and a personal friend of mine. She is one of the hosts of one of the greatest networks in internet radio for poets. It's called Epiphany. Her name is La Perla Negra, Miss Danielle Cheney. How you feel tonight, Danielle?
I'm actually feeling much better. Kind of had a rough start, but I'm feeling better now. The energy is
My guaranteed Pisces. I know you got Pisces for us tonight. First of all, we're honoring,
yes,
just like we did for you, this young lady here who is alumni of ONE Dynasty. Her name is Poetic Jewels, and this young lady is outstanding. She's dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. And, hey, Poetic Jewels, Danielle Cheney.
Hello. How are you? Nice to meet you, darling.
You as well.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Pearl, the mic is yours.
Yes.
I know you're always ready. Give us a piece tonight.
Thank you. I call this For Love. For all who believe it just doesn't exist anymore and have chosen to abandon it. I write For Love because I know someone somewhere out there will start to believe in it again. I write For Love because of the beauty it encompasses and the peace of mind it allows you to journey into every time you see that one that brings you your kind of joy, the one whose presence and thoughts of removes all the ugly you've had to face in your day, every day. I write For Love because no matter what I've been through or the fact that at some point I even rejected it, I still have so much to give. So I need love. I write For Love because when my heart cried out in loud silence to the heavens above, when will it be my turn? An angel whispered in my ear, it's on the way, angel love, because you deserve it. I write For Love because that's what the world's missing. We've tried everything else, and it ain't working. So what else is there? I write For Love because when the Creator asked me what I choose this time, I said I choose to live in the light in this lifetime. I write For Love because there's no judgment or restrictions when I choose to express myself through it. I write For Love because many have a belief that it has a limitation while they're held captive in its wonderful magnificence, when in fact, it is complete and total freedom. I write For Love because if butterflies represent love, and I am your field of wild flowers. I write For Love. And that's that piece.
Wow, Danielle. First of all, Boy Jules, this young lady is a alternative broadcaster of the spoken word. I get a chance to listen to the archives right there at Epiphany Radio, and I'm proud of this young lady. She is a person that I respect and honor. she was part of this files that's called the Honeybee. Poet Jules, how you feel about this young lady and her spoken word?
Well, that piece in particular was, I was like listening intently. I think that's a beautiful piece, and I think that you should probably hit the studio on that piece and see about it. That would be a love. That's a nice poem, but it would be a beautiful song. Like, I think that's a hit. I like that.
I told her that. You know what I mean? On these, you know, messengers of Facebook, but I digress. You hear what she just said?
Oh.
You are a legend. And we're honored, you know, for calling from another network. And I know you have, you know, you're busy schedule to honor Only Dynasty tonight. Diane, we love you. Nothing you can do about it.
You know I love you, and I'm going to be calling you later. Well, I want you to call me after the show. I need to talk to you about
it. All right. Not only that, however, where's your next show over there at Epiphany Radio?
Woo, okay. Actually, tomorrow night is Poetic Therapy, where I'm hosting.
Yes.
I'm in there with...
I love it.
Yeah, Standing Man Phillips, he is my co-host. He has to be a wonderful co-host. I feel like I'm always listening to one of my favorite poets, Edgar Allan Poe, when he's speaking. He just has it like that. Yes,
right.
I love Stan. Every other Monday night, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe, where I am co-hosting with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For
the
Real.
The great Larry Maddox. The great Larry Maddox.
Yes. I'm also in there with essentially Janice, who handles the event page. She does an awesome job. Shout out to her. And in there with Poetic, the station manager of Epiphany. Wednesday night, I am 1/2 host of the Love Zone, where I am co-hosting with my diva, Miss VIP. And that,
Never.
We don't have a topic for that yet. Yes, she does an awesome job. But y'all come on in and get caught up in the Love Zone. That's Wednesday night at 9. And back to you, brother.
You're starting your mess. First of all, thank you so much, Danielle Shandy tonight. Oh, she's starting that mess. Now listen to these hands. Corey Jules, I'm about to give you these hands. Jada Kiss!
Ow.
The frails. Cause when my come in, they gotta use the scale that they weigh the whales with.
Parsons on the Jeep. Forgot he made the prototype. Hope you get the picture, but you just can't fold them like.
Termin is making. Kicking down the door and we burning naked.
The house cost a million. Sitting on the beach and the only thing I know is this furnish, I'ma take it.
My bathtub lift up. My walls do a 360. We got the that the government got. Talking money, then you rubbing the spot.
Really? Say that they be wild. We on the Cayman Islands. On a yacht with our favorite album.
A bath when the plate is salmon. Smoking and drinking. Is you thinking that our fate is valid?
I love my nigga for the fact that he real. And the body on the back of his square.
What? And if you facing Capital One, pass me a and I'ma give you time to run while rapidly.
Hands on the shoes, and if it's money in the pocket, then Panero, my dog, still running after faces. First in the hood to get his car faceless. On my no more money, more cases. Run if you want, that's my in your faces. My reputation alone should speak for itself. I come prepared with the chrome and for myself. I got a little brother in heaven. He's on the corner in the yard that I love to see the guard of the 7.50 IL. Might not sell, but what the when it comes to being hard, I'm a legend. Double law styles is the street. And the kids pick up quick, they gotta see their father's ease. And my is all I got. So if I gotta go to war with y'all team, I'm leaving all y'all.
That's right. We got no choice but to make it. We got kids to feed. We got people in jail that need patty. We got brothers on the corner. We gotta make them step their game. We gotta stop getting arrested. We gon' make it. We gon' get this paper.
Why did you vote me into the Hall of Fame? Because you know I'm great. That's why. You know, and thank you. Thank you for all that. Hey, Pearl Jewels, you know, I laugh at the competition. There's nobody better than me on this internet. And you got your Jada kiss. How you feel?
I actually feel great. You know, oh, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I was, like, not in the best spirit today. I didn't even get a chance to write. I wanted to write a brand new inspirational piece. I just didn't have it in me. I've got a lot going on. It's just a lot going on, period. However, I thank you for believing in me. It's like, you know, we always have, like, we kind of in sync. I don't know if you felt it or not, but you know that
always.
This week has been, you knew that I needed this lift here. This was a burst that I needed this, and I didn't even know I needed this. So just thank you so much. I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know where you got it from, but I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you for believing in me, especially at times when I don't believe in myself. I thank you, brother. I do so much.
Well, first of all, you know, your family, your alum, you know, and what we do, we honor alum. And we had Gina Storm on here. You know what I mean? You know, we honor alum because Only Dynasty is fantastic. There's never a network like us, period. And if other networks don't feel the same way, they need to stop broadcasting. How about that? But first of all, young lady, tonight you gave me what I knew you could give me, yourself. You know, you went through some things today. Okay. We stomp on that head, right? And you came through like pure gold. And that's what Only Dynasty does, man. And, of course, I got to say to myself, congratulations to me. On my Only Syndicated Station All-Time Connection record, you know what I mean? I'm only one from one of the greatest ever did it. You know, all you guys that are new don't understand, you know, our legacy. You know, for me being one from Darlene Lawrence, who's passed away, our first ever Hall of Famer here, Boy Jules, who passed away on Valentine's Day of 2019. You know, I got to give her a shout-out tonight because she always said, my brother, my brother, my sister, you know, she believed in the progression of the black race. And every show was dedicated to that. The name of her show, guys, if you don't know, it was called Righteous Consciousness, okay? Righteous Consciousness. The late, great Darlene Lawrence. And, you know, hopefully in a month when I bring on the next person, I already got them already lined up like I had for 8 Jewels. They're ready to come on, show up, and show out, you know, in 30 days. And to 8 Jewels, of course, we'll give her final thoughts tonight on an outstanding show. And I appreciate her. You know, giving your life and your liberty of thought helps people and changes people for the positive best. And we love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. This young lady, like I said again, was part of our legacy here at Only Dynasty. And I'm proud of her for being a part of this network tonight. And, you know, a lot of times with hosts, you know, and guests, I always say, are you ready? You ready? You ready? Like, oh, come on. Oh, I'm ready. Okay, I make sure you come on this network, right? But that's what we do in AutoTech. But she was ready, available, and willing to do something that was great tonight. And final thoughts from you, and then we'll go on our commissioner. And then it's Ngozi time. Let's get it.
I love y'all. I thank you all for listening, all that have tuned in, all who were entertained, who were moved, everyone that came on with their dedications, everybody that I spoke to, I am so full of gratitude, and I thank you. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for exalting me, Brother O. Thank you for tonight. I appreciate you guys.
You earned it. You know, the body of work that you put through Oni Dynasty. You know, they can go back to the archives and listen to it. And
go back and check out my old shows. We had fun up here. Poetic Jewel got Misha. Again, you can find me on Instagram. If you are on Clubhouse, join my club breakfast at 9:30. That's Poetic Jewel, Misha. And I'm also on Facebook. That's at Poets Jewels. But it's Poetic Jewel without an S on the end of it on Instagram and on Clubhouse. Poet Jewels is on Facebook. And I look forward to getting to know you, letting you get to know me. Let's grow together. Thanks again, O.
Listen, man, we had Jared the Gifted One Thomas. We thank him. Battle Network Stars Champion for this year of 21, also the Toon Ray. We thank her. And then, of course, the outstanding, wonderful person to call in from Lemon Network tonight. And we thank her, and she counted not robbery to come on this network tonight, Danielle Chaney, who was part of this Files, and an outstanding show from her as well. And then, of course, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee for the class of 2020. Hopefully one day he'll be a lifetime achiever. Winnie Buckleton. Well, right now we have a person that has worked for me hard. And you know her too, Miss Poet Jewels. Outstanding woman who works harder than most, and she deserves the toast. The outstanding and honorable commissioner of Oni Dynasty, Damon Speaks, determined and motivated online now network, and the historic, original Beverly Nation. Angela Thomas Smith.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for that introduction. Thank you, Poetic Jewels, for an amazing show. I want to thank all of the hosts that call in and support on a constant basis. First, I have to give a shout-out to all you listeners that constantly support us, that allow us to do exactly what we do. So shout-out to you, and thank you for continuing to support us here at O&E Dynasty. I enjoyed the show tonight. I want to thank all my hosts that continue to call in and support and shout out your shows and support those that support O&E Dynasty. Thank you, Brother O, for what you do and for allowing us this amazing opportunity. I know there's a lot of background noise, so I'm going to get off. I just want you guys to continue to support O&E. Thank you for what you guys do, for allowing us to do what we do. I love you. Be blessed.
Hey, Angela, when's your next show, Commissioner?
My next show, and I keep forgetting, my next show is next Wednesday. I promise you, you want to tune in because we're bringing back community. We're bringing back that tribe. We're bringing back that tribe mentality. I don't know where it's went, but we're bringing it back. It's time for us to heal our city and heal. So I'm reaching out to all my women.
Go ahead, girl.
Tune in next Wednesday night.
You heard the commissioner?
Oh, right.
And, man, for Jules, we have to say to the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith before my Ngozi time.
Right. I know she's got some stuff going on. I want to thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for the shout-out. And I'm calling out the names that I am unable to remember, but I will not forget your spirit. Thank you, guys.
First of all, we want to thank Poet Jewels coming on this network tonight and sharing and giving legacy. I want to congratulate me, your honeybee, on my 35th only syndicated station connection record. Okay?
And, you know, me being a person that allows everybody else to do their thing, and me garnering this championship, I'm going to let everyone know from the bottom of my heart, I deserve it. And we'll be back on Sunday with the great Chinchilla J and News Farm right here on these ONE stations, 9:30 at that time, Eastern Daylight Time. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising through ONE, which is Ola Deli Ngozi Enterprises, and reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime at damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+. Ola Deli Malema Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, your honeybee files. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? olaydelay.ngozibamai@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malema Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And listen, I got you on deck, baby. Let's go back, man. Redefinition. Stop it.
Turning your play into a tragedy. Exhibit level degree on the mic, passionately. Niggas is sweet, so I bet if I bid, I get a cavity. Living to get high, you ain't fired in gravity. We die hard like the battery, thrown in the back of me by the mad MC. Think imitation's the highest form of flattery. Actually, don't be mad at me, I had to be the one to break it to you. You be kicked into obscurity like judo. No menudo, cause you pseudo. Trying to compete for reality like Xerox. Towards destruction, spiraling like hairlocks. Wipe some teardrops, chase the stars in your eyes. Playing games with your lies. Letterwise is widows, soaking up pillows. Weeping like willows, still no black is dying. Cause they living, they trying. How to make a slave by Willie Lynch is still applying. Regardless, Mimosa is one of my closest partners. Rocking ever since before Prince was called the artist. Rocking before Fuck Master Flex was rocking starter. When Pac and Biggie was still cool before they was martyrs. Life or death if I'm choosing, with every breath I'm enhancing. Stop, there comes a time when you can't run.
One, lyrically handsome, go collect the king's ransom. Gems are right, soon become the ghetto anthem. Play out like Bruce Wayne's mansion, move like a phantom. You talk about me to your grandsons. Cats who claiming they hard be mad facts, so I'll run through them like blood water through sandbags. Competition is mad, what I got, they can't have. Sick of they shit, like Moby Dick, you ain't half. To the way past the minimum, interim millennium. My raps are holding gas in your back like Palestinians. Ancient Abyssinian, Charlotte Horn and Gideon. Official B-boy gentleman, long term never the interim. Born inside the winter wind, day after December 10. These simpletons they mention in the synonym for feminine. Sweeter than some cinnamon, the Danish rings my intimate. Rush up on adrenaline and get their asses sent to them.
Gentlemen,
you got a sentiment, one in a symbol. Leave your unit trembling like herds of moving elephant intelligence.